was just an old plywood boat. The 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knife, make it whine, he'd say. You can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Richard and I were just sitting here humming along to Alan Jackson. I've given you a clue. So if you get that song along with all the others, you will get a copy of Wayne's wonderful book. Today is our Father's Day tribute show, and I want to devote this segment to the tributes that you've written and sent in. And I'm going to start with one from Sandy to my dad, Jack. From far away and from close by, you have given me spiritual and material help. The war separated us for 6 years, but when I arrived in New York at 17 years of age, you took me under your wing and helped me adjust to a new language, a new culture, a new life. And then you continued to care for me for the rest of your life, whether you were close or far. For all of this, dear Father, wherever you are, my thoughts and gratitude go to you. May you spend eternity among the angels. That actually is my cousin, Sandy, that sent that in. I'm going to read one more, and then we have a call from Carla, and she will be on next. This is a poem, and it's called Generations. You held my hand when I was small, and I look up miles to you. You knew everything, and you loved me. I grew too old to hold your hand. What a silly thing to do. I knew everything, but you still loved me. Now here I am, small hands to hold, who worship the ground I walk on. I don't know anything, but you still love me. I look at you, you look at me, the miles so short between us. We've both so much to learn, and you still love me. Signed, Tracy Nalani Cummings. Thank you, Tracy. That was beautiful. We have Carla on the line. Hello, Carla. Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I am reasonably well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I read your column and find it absolutely wonderful. You really have a lot of insight.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm one of those lucky women who had a father who adored her and whom I adored.
Tell us about him.
Oh, he passed away when he was 61, long, long time ago, and he delivered me during blackout in the war in Europe.
Wow.
And called me his princess, named me after the crown princess of Holland.
That's beautiful.
Anyway, I'm also very fortunate to be married to a man who is a wonderful father to our only child, a son. And I believe that it's important for both girls and boys to have really good parents. And they don't need to be perfect. One of the things I learned to say very early is, I'm not perfect, I'm learning too.
Well, you know? And I've never learned that, actually, Carla. I tell my kids I am perfect.
Oh, well, good for you. I just know he'll find out. He's smart enough. He'll find out I'm not perfect.
Well, my kids found out long ago, and they just roll their eyes.
Yeah. One of the things I wanted to say for the many unfortunate people who did not have wonderful parents or whose parents had, you know, issues such as alcoholism or whatever, you know, when you become a parent, it's your opportunity to be the parent you never had. I have a young man involved in my life whose mother was a very close friend of mine and died many years ago. And he had a very troubled stepfather, and we just recently did some dealings about that. And he now is a father to a young child, and that's what I said to him, you know. You now have an opportunity to relive your life through your son and to be the father you never had.
Instead of holding on to the anger, you give back something good to the world.
You know, well, to yourself.
Yes, and to another human being.
Exactly. Be the parent. You know, so many people just hang on to it and just screw up their entire lives. You know, as far as I know, we only have one go around, and you might as well make the most of it.
Thank you very much, Carla. I need to read some more tributes. I think what you've said is beautiful, and I appreciate your kind words about my column as well.
Okay. Bye,
bye-bye.
Bruce.
All right. From Jeff Vaughn to my dad, Bill Vaughn. Thanks for teaching me it's perfectly okay to go for a while without making conversation, especially when fishing. Kudos for teaching me to walk in the door with a smile on my face, happy to see my family no matter what my day has been like. Congratulations on modeling excellent laughing technique, especially the tears coming down the cheeks variety. Thanks for making the high-pitched buck, buck, buck sound of a chicken whenever I said I didn't want to do something. And by all means, thank you for showing me how not to take myself too seriously. The best lesson of all. Love, Jeff. Wow, these are all so good. Here's another one from Joe Cherry. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce her name. I know it's a her because we are Twitter friends. And this is titled In Remembrance of My Dad and Grandfather. I was away from home base over the holiday weekend, therefore I wasn't able to put together a tribute to the two men in my family who served in the Army and are no longer with us. Even though, yes, my grandfather molested me, and yes, it is unforgivable, still, he was a World War II Army veteran who deserves to be remembered with dignity. That generation of military men and women witnessed horrific events in history that no man, woman, or child should ever have to witness. My dad served in the Korean War, a war that, from what I've been able to understand, didn't make sense to be involved in, yet he went anyway to serve his country. My father was a well-educated man who would later come home to run his own business. I wish I would have gotten to know him, but all I have are vague memories and memorabilia from his scrapbook. May these two men rest in peace, knowing they served their country proudly. Very well. Very nice. It's kind of hard not to tear up with some of this stuff. Here is a father's prayer. It's from a friend of mine named Mark Levin, and he's credited Rabbi Nachman of Breslau. Dear God, teach me to embody those ideals I would want my children to learn from me. Let me communicate with my children wisely in ways that will draw their hearts to kindness, to decency, and to true wisdom. Dear God, let me pass to my children only the good. Let them find in me the values and behavior I hope to see in them. Whew, another one from Logan Spangler. My stepdad is the one who has kept our family together. Through thick and thin, he always knows what to do. He has seen it all, and I love him so much for helping through everything. From childhood to being a teenager, he has always been there for me. He is really the best stepfather to walk the earth. Well, good for you, Logan. That's what we want to hear. From Richard Sherman, my father, a violinist, gave me the gift of music, which he inherited from his father, a cantor at the temple. It was the major bond between us, and he got me my first piano at age 10. I have been playing ever since, and although my father passed away in 1984, he got to see my first benefit concert, and I know he was proud. I keep his memory alive playing Dream Street, the only song he ever wrote, at my annual concerts. And from Ray Gordon, I've been my father's son for 56 of his 92 years on this earth. I've never doubted for even one second that he loves me and only wants the best for me. Sure, he's sometimes grumpy and tells the same old story so many times, but he's always concerned for my health and the well-being of my family, and he's obviously proud of what I've accomplished in life. Although he's had to work so very hard all his life, he never complained. It's obviously been extremely difficult for him to live the past 14 years without my mom, who he loved dearly. I think that's the greatest lesson he ever taught me. True love conquers all. Again, that was Ray Gordon. These tributes are pretty powerful, but I'd like to read a couple quotes to close out this segment. I talk and talk and talk, and I haven't taught people in 50 years what my father taught by example in 1 week. Mario Cuomo. A king, realizing his incompetence, can either delegate or abdicate his duties. A father can do neither. If only sons could see the paradox, they would understand the dilemma. Marlena Dietrich. A father is a guy who has snapshots in his wallet where his money used to be. Unknown. Any man can be a father, but it takes someone special to be a dad. Ann Geddes. My father told me that all businessmen were sons of bitches, but I never believed him until now. John F. Kennedy. My father said, politics asks the question, is it expedient? Vanity asks, is it popular? But conscience asks, is it right? Dexter Scott King. When I was a kid, I said to my father one afternoon, Daddy, will you take me to the zoo? He answered, if the zoo wants you, let them come and get you. Jerry Lewis. I don't know who my grandfather was. I am much more concerned to know what his grandson will be. Abraham Lincoln. Life was a lot simpler when what we honored was father and mother rather than all major credit cards. Robert Orban. I think it is time for a break. Is that correct, Richard? So we'll come back. We have one more segment. I will read some more tributes. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290.